All right, let's. I think we've got Jeremy McNichols. Let's bring him in to the mix. Been a really good story this year. He has complimented Derrick Henry well and has had some huge plays for this Titans team in their 3-2 start, 3-2 start to the season. I think he's on the line with us. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
We're doing fantastic. Thanks for doing this. We were just talking about your head coach. He was just talking to the media today as you guys get prepared for the Monday night game. He seemed a little feisty today. So have you felt that vibe? I know it's still early in the week, but have you felt that your coach has been a little feisty going into this game?
I mean, this is a must win. You know, it's prime time. So we got to make sure we prepare. We ready to go Monday night.
I have to believe you're always ready to go, right? A guy with your journey and your path so far in the league in the last, 5 years, it's a great story because you're a guy that just you make the most of your opportunities, and yet again, you're making the most of your opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, with my journey, it's always been I had to be ready no matter what, on and off teams, getting calls, just having to get to team to team. And when the opportunity comes, I know I just got to make the best of every opportunity and continue to do that.
I know your coach preaches, be ready when your opportunity comes. Every week can be your week. And that has held true for you. Why is this year so far the opportunities, especially a couple of weeks ago, New York, I mean, you played a huge role, honestly, in the offense. And why do you think you're getting more opportunities this season?
The opportunities I do get, I just try and capitalize on it. And each week just go in and help us win, whatever that may be, special teams, playing third down, whatever it may be. And like Coach Ray says every week, somebody in his locker room is going to help us win. And you just never know who it could be on any given Sunday. So I just go out there and play my hardest, and whichever way it's called, just play full tilt to the ball and play hard, and good things will happen for you.
Do you feel like you've got good chemistry with Ryan Tannehill?
I do. Being back there all last season with him, I think we got a good feel and a good groove going on back there. I try and see what he sees, on third down with the defense and pressure and all those. And I think during the week, we get some good reps in, and just translates over to Sundays.
This is exactly a year ago today when you guys ripped apart this Buffalo team, the team that would eventually go on to the AFC Conference Championship game. And here they sit. They're back at it again. When you look at this team, and I know there's still a lot more preparation to go this week, but when you look at this Buffalo team this season compared to the team last year that was really good, that you guys won big here at home, do you see much differences? Is this team actually better than last year's team? How would you view the comparison of what you're about to face Monday night compared to what you faced a year ago?
I think they are what you see is what you get, and this group has been playing together for a couple of years now, and they've been growing something very special over there, and it's going to be a good challenge for us like every week is, and I think we will be ready for it, and they got great players over there. They're fast to the ball. They play hard from whistle to whistle, and we just got to match that intensity.
What is it like seeing Derrick Henry up close and personal? It's one thing for us to watch him, but you get a front row seat to Derrick Henry, the best running back in the league. What is that like to witness?
It's really cool. I mean, you could take from his game, you could take from his preparation from week to week, just how great he's been and what he does every single week. And I know every single time, every week, I learn something from him, whether that's just preparation, getting your body right, getting your mind right for the game, or whether that's just the way he attacks practice and the way he attacks everything he does. And when he walks around the building, just a great dude to be around. And I think that rubs off on, me, and I think it rubs off on the rest of the team.
We're talking to Titans running back Jeremy McNichols. He's on the line with us as they get ready for the Monday night game against Buffalo. Obviously, as mentioned, a part of your game is being able to catch the ball out of the backfield. Is that something you've always excelled at, even back to Boise State?
Yeah. It goes back to just playing receiver in high school and playing some receiver my freshman year of college. I just feel comfortable for me, you know, catching the ball, wherever it may be, out the backfield or wide out. So, yeah, I mean, I love catching the ball, and I think that's a great asset.
First time we saw you, you were on Hard Knocks when you were in camp with the Bucks. When you look at yourself then and that first training camp all the way to now, how do you think that you've just grown, not as a football player, but as a person as well?
I think mainly just as a person. Just being so young, coming straight out of college, you kind of don't know what to expect as a rookie, as a young guy. But, I mean, it's taught me so much, and I've learned so much throughout my journey. And whatever situation comes, I mean, I can go back years ago and see it visually and make a better decision than I did when I was younger. So, I mean, it was a great experience, and just blessed to have gone through it and learn and be able to grow from it.
What was the Hard Knocks experience like? Well, I always love asking people about that.
It's cool. Like, you know, you grow up watching it, and then when you actually in it, like, it's kind of surreal. Like, you don't really know that you're in it, and then, you know, every week that it comes out, you have your friends or family hitting you up like, dang, you really on Hard Knocks. And it was a fun experience, and I really enjoyed it.
We're talking to Jeremy McNichols, running back, Tennessee Titans, huge game coming up against the Bills on Monday night. Jeremy, I'm curious, one of the things, because we're in the heart of SEC country, as you know, but one of the most intriguing programs from afar is Boise State, that you played some ball at. Mm-hmm. What's it like? Like the blue field, everything, that you guys have won so many games as a program over the year. I'm just curious, when you first went to Boise, tell me about the experience.
It was something that I didn't expect. You know, at first I really didn't even know where Boise was. You know, being from
I don't know that a whole lot of people do unless you grew up there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, they have a blue field, but you're like, well, where is it? And so it's a small town, man, that they rally around Boise State football. Like, that's their NFL team. That's everything to them. And then when I first got there on my official visit, I just felt like it was home. Like, it just felt right. Like, going on that field and seeing the championships that they've won throughout the year, seeing the players that's gone through there, and seeing the players that even still stay there and just help out the community and help out the youth, I thought that was pretty cool. And I just felt like that was me as a player and as a person on and off the field. And when I got around, like, the coaches, staff, it was just a brotherhood. And I still got friends and brothers that I can call on to this day, and I think we'll have lifelong relationships with forever. And, you know, I still consider that like my second home.
I love that.
Is it true, the stories we've heard that from afar, that birds really do fly into the blue field? Is that true or not?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
urban myth.
I thought it was true. I heard it when I was getting recruited there, and then out of nowhere,
true,
I was like,
huh?
Is that something true? And that was one of the first questions I asked when I got there. Like, no, there's no birds here. Like, you're going to be good. They're not going to dive on you when you're out there. So. It's all good.
I love what you said, though, about the lasting thing. That's, I think, what you really want from your college experience, is that you have sort of a lifelong bond and connection with people, and you feel like you can call for help, you know, for a stage of life. I think that's something that gets overlooked sometimes, and I don't know that everybody gets that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, every time I go back to Boise, it feels it's a different culture, and it's a different type of feel that you get. Every time I go back, it feels like the first time I went. And it's just cool. Like, I still got guys, like, one of my roommates is one of the coaches on the staff, and some of the older guys are now the coaches on the staff and still live out there, and, you know, they help out whatever you need in the community. Because, I mean, I always go back a couple times a year.
And so how many games did you guys lose? Like, it's such a great program, right? There's this excellence standard that, like, when you come to Boise State, we're winning.
Yeah, that's the expectation. I mean, every time the recruits come, it's like, well, if you sign those papers, just expect to win games. Like, we don't lose games here. So whatever you got to do, however, we're going to embrace you as our family, as our brotherhood, as what we called it. That's what you're signing up for, and it's a lifelong relationship.
All right, I don't know if you caught the very last question of Mike Vrabel's thing as you were calling in, but they were asking about the stiff arm that Derrick Henry had last year against Josh Homme. He called it the greatest five-yard run in history. Did you have a good view of that one?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. When I seen it, I was like, dang, he's flying back about 5 yards. You know, it's just, you just don't know what Derrick's going to do on any given Sunday, man, and it doesn't surprise us at all because he always puts the work in. And when he does stuff like that, we're like, he put the work in to do that.
I was reading this real quick before we let you go, Jeremy. Is it true that Snoop Dogg coached you when you were playing in a youth football league in California?
Yeah, so he has a league out there. And it's so cool that he gets back to the inner city in L.A. County. And, yeah, I grew up around him. I got to see him a few times. Got to meet him. Super cool dude, man.
Did he coach you up at all? Did he give you some pointers?
He just gave me a few pointers. He basically just get the ball and get to the end zone.
I love it. So how pumped are you that he's going to be part of the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, that's dope. Like, I'm glad to see him. It's back in our home city, so that'll be a good experience for the fans.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, we appreciate the time today. Good luck at practice, and good luck Monday night against Buffalo.
Thank you guys for having me.
Jeremy McNichols, Titans running back, joining us. That's pretty cool. Snoop Dogg Double G.
I have seen some clips of that, of him running that league.
Yeah.
That is really, really smart stuff. You know, you think about how many great players come out of that area. So, you know, having a league that you rally around, and he's putting his time in like that. I think I can't remember when that was when I saw some clips of that, but that's awesome. That he's had some pretty good experiences.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, look at the list. We talked about this with Khalif Raymond in the past, but Jeremy McNichols is one of those guys that he has earned the chance to be an every Sunday player. Tampa Bay Bucks, 2017. San Francisco 49ers, 2017. Indianapolis Colts, 2018. Denver Broncos, 2018. Tennessee Titans, 2018. Mm-hmm. Chicago Bears, 2019. Jaguars, 2019. And then Titans last year and this year.
But when he got signed September 23rd, 2020 to the active roster last year, he stuck.
Yep.
So
he had to work his way there.
Kudos to him.
It took 4 years.
We'll have much more coming. Again, a Predators press conference coming up at 1. We'll also talk to Chris Mason after that, a little more on the Predators as they are expected to announce a 4-year contract extension for defenseman Matthias Ekholm. But we'll have much more coming here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.